Today's daf is Yud. We're going to start at in the middle of the Mishnah on Ted Amabet. We talked about that there were six Arei Miklat, three in Eber HaYardim, three in Eretz Canaan. If you Google cities of refuge images, you can find a nice map of them. The Quran also has a nice map. They're basically set up. We're going to talk about it. They're set up, basically equidistant. We're going to talk about that now on both sides, okay? Somewhat even parallel to each other. So we were up to the three on the Eber HaYaradim didn't work until we had all six, because it said Shesh Harim Tiyana. U'mechuvano lahem drachim mizo lezo. Okay, they paved roads to basically make it easier to get from place to place. Shenamar tachin lechar derech v'shilashta, right? So from all the cities, there were roads that led to the Ir Miklat. U'mosrin lahem shnei tamidei chachamim. We saw this, right? They give them two tamidei chachamim. Shemei hargenu b'derech v'yidabru elav, right? So basically, they bring these two tamidei chachamim to talk to him and convince him not to kill them. And Rabbi Meir says, talk to the Goel Hadam in order to ensure that he doesn't kill the guy on the way. We'll talk about this more in the Gemara. There's two different girsaot about Rabbi Meir. Either Rabbi Meir says, afu medaber alidei atzmo, that he, in addition to the tamidei chachamim, he himself, the killer, should try to talk to the guy. Some people to the Goel Hadam. Some people say it's without the word af. And Rabbi Meir thinks there are no tamidei chachamim. It's his responsibility to protect himself on the way. And that's from the words v'zed bar harotzeh. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer, b'tchila echad shogeg ve'echad meziv makdimim le'ir miklat. The way it works is that everybody who kills, someone asked about this before, and now we get exactly how this works. Everybody who kills goes to the Ir Miklat, whether you kill on purpose or you kill by accident. Ubeitin shochinu mebi'im oto misham. And then the Beitin says, okay, we're going to judge your case now. They take him out of the Ir Miklat. Mishenit chayev mita bebeitin harakuhu. If he becomes chayev mita, so they kill him. And that's if it's clear that he did it intentionally, so he gets killed. Vishalonit chayev mita ptaruhu. And if he's not mitchayev mita, then they let him go. But then it depends. Misha mitchayev galut machzirin otol limkomo. But if it was a case where they said, this is the classic case where you go to the Ir Miklat, then they bring him back to the Ir Miklat. Shneamar bishivu oto ha'ida el Ir Miklato v'gomer. Okay, so then he goes back to the Ir Miklat. So we see here now, and this is going to come up again in the Gemara, that basically everybody would go to the Ir Miklat, even the people who killed the Mezid, and then they would be judged, and then it would be determined. If somebody said, how do you know? How can we be sure? So they would judge the cases. Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara immediately quotes a Braita. That's similar to what we said, but again, expanding. Every time we start the Gemara here, we quote Braita that expand on this. Shalosh Harim Hivdil Moshe Be'Eber HaYarden. U'kinegdan Hivdil Yoshua Be'Eretz Kenan. Okay, so three Moshe did. If you remember, the Pasuk says, Az Yavdil Moshe. And he separated the cities. And then, opposite those, Yehoshua did in Eretz Kenan. U'mechuvanot hayu kimin shtei shurot shebekehem. Okay, they were parallel to each other like two rows in a vineyard. Okay, they're not exactly that parallel, but close. Chevron b'Yehuda keneged Betzer b'Midbar. Shechem b'Har Ephraim keneged Ramot b'Gilad. Kedesh b'Har Naphtali keneged Golan b'Bashan. Okay, we get the six cities and which ones they were opposite to which. Vishilashta. The Pasuk says Vishilashta. What does it mean, Vishilashta? Shehu meshulashim. They should be divided. Okay, so what does this mean? It means that the land is divided. Each side, okay, the Eber HaYaradim and Israel, are divided into four equal parts. Okay, so with four equal parts, we then have, at equal points, are the three cities. Okay, I didn't draw it well, as I tried to draw it to scale. So here, right, the three cities are going to be right in the middle. So if you draw three lines, basically, you end up with four sections, and then you're going to basically have, right, every little while you're going to have a city. So shehem midarom lechevron kemi chevron leshchem, right? That the space from the southern border to Chevron is like the space of Chevron to Shchem, and from Chevron to Shchem kimi Shchem lekadesh umishchem lekadesh kimi kadesh letzafon. Okay, so you're basically going to go up like that. Be'er Yarden tlat beretz Yisrael tlat, right? Three on each side. So Amar Abaye, Bigilad, Oh, sorry, I read something wrong here. No, there was a question.
Should there be three?
Okay. So, v'shilash hashim v'shilashim. So now their question, this is a question. It should be from Daron l'Chevron k'mi Chevron l'Shchem, u'mi Chevron l'Shchem k'mi Shchem l'Kadesh, u'mi Shchem l'Kadesh k'mi Kadesh l'Tzafon. In other words...
Where's the question?
The question
is, Yerden Tzlat ve'Eretz Yisrael Tzlat. So are there the same numbers in every Yerden?
The
numbers of people are different.
Okay. So now they're questioning, how could it be that in Eretz Yisrael, which has a much higher population, is there going to be exactly the same amount of cities as there are on the other side? So basically, why do we have three cities in the Eber HaYarden when we only have 2.5 Shvatim living there, and yet on the other side, we also have three cities?
Could they be larger cities?
We know the population-wise, it wasn't that the two and a half Shvatim that were on the Eber HaYarden clearly didn't have the same population as all the rest.
These three were therefore proportionally larger. The ones on Eber HaYarden were smaller. This is about location. This isn't about the size of the city.
Yeah, so it could be. Could be that the city was smaller. Not so clear. But we're going to see. Okay, the Gemara is going to give one answer, and then I'm going to give a different answer that the Ramban on the Torah brings, which is in the lines of what you're saying. Like, I'll take from what you're saying, and I'll say it a little differently. But Amar Abaye, Bigilad Shchichei Rotzchim. Okay, there were a lot more murderers on this side of the Eber HaYarden. Dichtiv Gilad Kiryat Poalei Aven Akuva Midam. Okay, filled with blood. Maya Akuva Midam. Amar Rabbi Elazar Shayu Okvin Laharog Nefashot. They would ambush people to kill. Okay, now this is a little strange because, right, the Ramban points out, if you look at the Ramban on the Torah, he points out, and it's obvious, if they're rotzchim, that doesn't necessarily mean they don't belong in the Ir Miklat, right? The Ir Miklat is for accidental murders, not murders that are done on purpose. So you could say that, first of all, remember, everybody ran to the Ir Miklat. But still, you wouldn't need so many cities just for, well, maybe. Maybe you could say everybody ran there anyway, even the Mizidim, so you needed to have a lot of cities for all these murderers. You could say that the people pretended they were shogegim and tried to get into the Arei Miklat, so because of that, we needed more. The Ramban gives a better answer, which is that space-wise, the Eber HaYarden is much bigger. And the whole idea is that we want to have Arei Miklat that are, and this is a little in the lines of what Ruth is saying, maybe the cities were smaller, but the distances that had to be covered were great. They were the same as on the other side. So because of the space was so much larger, so you needed to have cities every once in a while. Otherwise, you know, the guy could be running forever. It doesn't matter how many murderers there are. Interesting, the Gemara doesn't give that answer, but the Ramban suggests that that's a good answer. Okay, so now we get to another question. Umayishna mehai gisa umayhai gisa demerchakei. Umayishna metziya demekarvei. If you separate these cities the way we said, four equal sections, and every bit you have three. So now what happens? If you live in the center of the country, you're going to have a much shorter distance to go than if you live at the southern border, for example. Right? You're going to have to go double the amount of space as someone who lives in the middle can go to either one or the other. He's right smack in the middle of each. So why did we designate them like that, where we're separating them? Why didn't we come up with a way that everybody from the farthest point would have, right, this is half the distance. So the Gemara asks that question. So the people in the Mitzia, in the middle, are much closer. So Amar Abaye, B'Shchem Nami Shchichei Rotzchim. Okay, in the center of the country where Shchem is, there's a lot of Rotzchim, Dichtiv. It's a pasuk from Hosea. Uchichakei Ish Gedudim, Chever Kohanim, Derech Yirtzechu Shchema Kizima Asu. Okay, like a Chever Kohanim, they murder there. Okay, so first of all, this seems strange. My Chever Kohanim, do we know the Kohanim are murderers? What does this have to do with it? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shayu Mitchabrim Laharog Nefashot Ki Kohanim Alalu Shemitchabrim Lachlok Trumot Bebeit Agranot. Kohanim often congregate together to get their truma. It's a strange analogy. And just like they congregate together very often, likewise, these murderers congregated together often, which again, you'd have the same question you had about Gilad. What do you mean? Right? We're looking for actual murderers and not, you know, murderers b'shogeg and not murderers b'mizid. V'tuleika, are there really only six Arei Miklat? V'haktiv, the pasuk says, okay, the beginning of the pasuk reads like this. V'hetaharim asher titnu la'levim, and these are the cities you give to the Levim, et shesh Arei Miklat asher titnu la'nu shama harotzeach. Right? The Levim get the six cities that were designated for the Rotzchim. Valehem titnu arba'im u'shtayim ir. And in addition to them, there should be 42. So now there's a big debate about what the pshat of this pasuk is. Are the 42 cities also arei miklat? V'haktiv, valehem titnu arba'im u'shtayim ir, which sounds like in addition to all the cities, right? You have to understand this was in the context of the arei miklat psukim. It's in Bamidbar Lamed Hei. So they say, it seems clear here, that in addition, there were 42 cities also arei miklat. So why did our Mishnah only mention six? Amar Abaye, halalu koltot bein ledad, bein shelo ledad. Okay, whether you ran there intending to get protection, or whether you ran there not knowing that the arei miklat was going to provide you with protection, but for whatever reason, you went there anyway. And halalu, but the 40, those are the six. The six are unique in that they protect whether you went there on purpose or you went there not necessarily on purpose. It's interesting. We're using the same idea of unintentional, right? You unintentionally went to the Amiklat after you unintentionally killed.
Which seems odd if there were signs and roads and everything.
Yes. So it could be that you just didn't know that it was going to protect you. You went there thinking you were supposed to go there, but maybe you didn't know it was protecting you. Like Rashi says, lo haya yoda shehi koletet. Maybe you thought you were just punished to have to be there, but you didn't realize that this was going to protect you from the Goel Hadan. And it protects you anyway. But then the opposite is a little hard to understand according to that. Because then they say the 42, halalu, ladat, koltot, shelo ladat, enan koltot. Okay, they don't protect you, shelo ladat. V'chevron, okay, so now we're going to go through. So now we see that there's 42, arei levim, according to the Gemara, that were designated also as arei miklat, but only absorbed you and protected you if you knew that that's what was happening. Okay? Maybe you didn't even know you killed someone, right? Imagine a hit and run, and you know you didn't realize the person got killed, and you happened to end up in the arei miklat. Will it protect you? That's a good example, maybe. Again, okay, the Radbaz asks here that, so the Ramban al Torah says that there's six that are koltot only. Okay? He doesn't talk about the 42 koltot. He reads the pasuk as the six. There's the six arei levim that are arei miklat. And in addition, there's another 42 arim that are not arei miklat, that are arei levim, but not arei miklat. So the Ramban, so the Radbaz says, how could the Ramban go against what it says in the Gemara? The Gemara says the 42 are arei miklat. So he suggests that the Ramban is really, in his Pirush on the Torah, is mistamech al pshat, and he's looking at the pshat. How could he explain the pshat against the Gemara? So he says, which is an interesting question in and of itself, right? Can you understand, can you be a parshan on the Torah and explain things away, different from the Gemara? He says it's possible that he holds by the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi doesn't mention this at all. So it could be, right, this is a biased statement, that these are koltot and those aren't. And it could be that he thinks, you know, that he holds by the Yerushalmi, even though generally we always hold by the Bavli, not the Yerushalmi. But in this case, maybe he was holding by the Yerushalmi. That's the way the Radbaz tries to explain the Ramban. But again, you could ask, maybe the Ramban doesn't need to be mistamech on the Gemara. It's a good question. V'chevron ir miklatu. It says, Chevron is in ir miklat. That seems strange. V'haktiv, v'yitnu lekalev et Chevron. Kasher diber Moshe. It was given to Kalev. Kalev was from Shevet Yehuda. It wasn't from Shevet Levi, right? If it was given to Yehuda, then it wasn't in ir levim. Am Rabbaye, Parvadha. It was like a suburb. They gave Kalev a suburb of Chevron, not Chevron, the city itself. Tichtiv, Betzdei ha'ir ve'et chatzereha natnu leKalev ben Yefuneh. So in a different pasuk, they gave him the fields of the city and the chatzerot, the courtyards, which means the outer part of the city, some area outside the city and not actually the city itself. The city itself was in ir miklat. V'kedesh ir miklat havai. Again, Kedesh was an ir miklat. V'haktiv, v'arei mivtzar atzidim, atzidim tzar v'chamat, reket v'kineret v'chulei, v'kedesh v'edrei v'en chatzor. So here we have a list of all these arei mivtzar. They were fortified cities. Fortified city means it was a big, strong, solid city. So why would that be a problem to have this as an ir miklat? V'tanya, arim halalu, there's a brayta that explains all sorts of, right, we've been looking for details about the ir miklat. Here's some good details that we get. Arim halalu eno sinotan lo tirin ktanim. They can't be small cities. What's not good about a small city? well, they can't sustain themselves within the city. A small city doesn't have, right? You live in a little town, you got to go to the bigger town to go shopping, to do your stuff. If you live in the Yermaklat and you got to leave the city to do your shopping, wow, that's pretty dangerous, right? We don't want you to have to leave. So it can't be too small a city. But it also can't be, and here's going to raise our question, v'lo krachim gdolim. It can't be too big a city. So again, this goes back to the question, how could Kadesh have been the city when it was in fact, right, a big fortified city? Now, why can't it be a big city? Because what's the whole issue? We want to protect it from the Goel Hadam. Now, if it's such a big city, right, can imagine New York City, right? Anyone can get in. Nobody's going to notice somebody wandering around New York City. But Renana, in between city, right, you could try to kind of keep your watch, assuming, let's say, there was a gate around the city. You could keep your watch on people. You can make sure that nobody's getting around killing. So, you know, the Goel Hadam doesn't get in and manage to kill the person. So it can't be too big, can't be too small. Ela ayarot benoniot. So Amar Rav Yosef, classic answer, Tarte Kedesh Havai, there were two cities with the same name, and the one that was a fortified city wasn't the one that was the Yermiklat. Amar Rav Ashi, Kigon, Silikum ve'ekra de Silikum. Okay, it's not two random cities, it's like saying Notrat and Notrat Elit, right? There's the city itself, and then there's another city nearby, kind of like with Hebron. It was the same type of answer, a little bit different, but, you know, you have the city, and then you have the you know, one that's like a little outside the city. So there was the bigger Emitzar, and then there was another one right nearby called Kedesh. Gufa. Now we're going to go into this bright. Arim halalu, eno sinotam, lo ktin ktanim, velo kachim gdolim, ela ayarot benoniot. Okay, that we learned. Now we're going to go on, the bright goes on into all sorts of other details. Ve'emo shivinotan ela b'mkom ma'im. Okay, they have to be a place where there's access to water. Again, otherwise they'll have to leave the city. Okay, if there is no water, then they make sure to bring water into the city to provide them with water so they don't have to leave. We're going to see that it was a little, someone asked before, it's like a prison. Did they get their food given to them? So we're going to see it's a little bit in between. They do get some outside help, but they also kind of live somewhat on their own. Okay, they have to be near a place where there's a shuk. Otherwise, again, how are they going to buy their stuff? So it seems clear here that they do buy their stuff. But again, if there's water outside the city, then people bring in their water for them. There have to be people there. If the Yermiklat is pretty empty from people, there's not a lot of people in the city. Okay? They add people to the city. Okay, they bring them, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Some people explain, I think it's based on Rashi. B'mkom uchlisin, what's the difference between Diurim and B'mkom uchlisin? Rashi says B'mkom uchlisin is Shihu kfarim v'yishuv smuchin lahen. Okay, in other words, we want to make sure that there's other inhabitants around the city. That it's not a city that's out in the middle of nowhere that they could come, right, that they can come ala Ir B'chayil, right? We're worried that they're going to claim war, right? The whole vision of this is, right, it's hard to understand nowadays, but you can imagine if you think about certain, even, you know, some Muslim countries where if somebody does something against a family, so, you know, the whole family gets up and goes and, like a, what do you call it? Revenge killing.
It's even in India, it's all these tribal
things. Right, tribal thing, right. You can imagine in a tribal world, this is how things worked. So they were very worried about a war. Okay, we're going to talk about gun control in a minute. Okay, so some people even say Kohanim Levim Israeli means good, like they had good yichus. In other words, make sure to bring good people to the city to protect them and not bad people who might turn against them and help the Goel Hadam. Ve'im mochrim mehem lo klei zayin, you can't sell weapons in the city. Okay, that makes sense, right? Gun control, so that since it's likely someone's going to try to kill. Ve'lo klei mitzudah, devrei Rabbi Nechemya, and not equipment that could trap someone.
And then they defend themselves.
Right, yafes. So on the other hand, right, this is gun control, right? Do you allow people to have guns and then they might shoot? On the other hand, you want people to be able to protect themselves. They might need guns. V'chachamim mitirim. Okay, chachamim say, actually, it's okay. V'shavim, but they both agree, she'em porsim b'tocham mitzudot, ve'em afshilin l'tocham chavalim, k'dei shelo tehe rega goel hadam mitzuyasham. Okay, again, we don't put down traps. We don't allow people to put down traps and use these ropes and stuff because we're worried that the Goel Hadam will basically, you know, he'll be able to use them to his advantage. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Maikra, V'nas el achat min harim el v'chai, says you should go to one of those cities and live. Now, what do we assume the pshat means? You'll live because the Goel Adam will kill you. But because it says v'chai, they darshin, avid le'midi t'tahavid le'chiyuta. Okay, we're going to darshin this in all different ways. You have to do things for him to allow him to survive. So, here's an interesting one. Tana, this one I've never understood properly. Tamid shegala migalim rabo imo shenemar v'chai avid le'midi t'tahavid le'chiyuta. Okay, what does this mean? If the Talmid has a rabbi, and the Talmid goes to Galut, since he can't survive without his rabbi, we bring his rabbi to the Ir Miklat. Now, why did I never understand this? Because what happens to all the rabbi's other students? Mm-hmm. Now, they're without a rabbi. So practically speaking, I can't imagine how this works. I think what they're trying to get at, again, this whole debate, we talked about this before, about whether Ir Miklat actually happened and whether people actually use them, and it's a good question. Again, this is just like Ben Sarera Moreh. Let's say it never was. So what's the point? To teach us certain principles. So the principle is, if you need to survive, what are the things you need to survive? One of them is you need Torah. And from here, the Gemara is going to digress into the importance of learning Torah, which the Gemara likes to do every few X number of pages. Right, it'd be a good idea to check how many X number of pages the Gemara starts getting off on these discourses. So anyway, that's very important. Amar Rabbi Zera Mikan is the assumption when we first said is the chiyuta means survival. You need to have food, you need to have sustenance in the city, like we saw before. But now we're going to say chiyuta is not physical but spiritual. You need a rabbi, so your rabbi has to go to Ir Miklat with you. Amar Rabbi Zera Mikan shelo yishne adam litalmid she'eino hagun. From here we learn a teacher should choose his students wisely and not teach students who are not hagum. They're not, okay, now this is a strange one because it's all inadvertent anyway. So the assumption is that even the inadvertent killers are not the most perfect of people, right? Because again, if it was Karov La'ones, he wouldn't have to go to Ir Miklat. He did something wrong. Again, it's a little strange to call him an Eino Hagun, but that's what they say. And if you think it's strange, they call him an Eino Hagun. We're going to see later the Gemara actually doesn't make this argument in the next section. Okay, so keep it in mind. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Harav shegala migalim yeshivato imo. If a rabbi goes to Ir Miklat, since the students need the rabbi, and we're going to see here, the rabbi needs his students, so all of his yeshiva, all of his students go to Ir Miklat with him. Now here, they don't say, from here we learn you shouldn't pick a rabbi who's not hagun, right? Here all of a sudden they don't think, oh, well, if you're not hagun, you end up in the Ir Miklat because you're a rabbi. So again, that argument about assuming he's not exactly hagun is a little bit of a tricky one. And the Gemara doesn't use it across the board. Ini, is that really true? V'hamar b'yachanam minayin l'divrei Torah shehen kotin. He shouldn't even have to go to the Ir Miklat because divrei Torah themselves protect. Shneamar et betzer b'midbar uktiv batrei, and after it says v'zot ha-Torah. So here they say, v'zot ha-Torah, obviously zot ha-Torah comes up in a bunch of places in the Torah, and it means, right, these are the laws, doesn't mean the Torah itself, right? And they darshan, zot ha-Torah means the Torah protects you from death. So here, the Torah should protect him from the Goel Hadam. So they say, lo kasha, habi'ina da'asikba, habi'ina de'lo asikba. It's true the Torah will protect him, but only as long as he's learning Torah. If you remember, we saw the famous story of David HaMelech, that they tried to trip him up so that he would, because he was learning Torah, to protect him from the Malach HaMavit. In the end, you know, they made a noise, and we're going to see the same exact story, but not about David HaMelech, but something very similar. V'ibai de'ema, or a separate answer is to say, my koltin mi Malach HaMavit. Protects you from Malach HaMavet, which we would call a natural death, but it doesn't protect you from someone trying to kill you, okay? So in other words, he's protected from the Malach HaMavet coming to kill him, but he's not protected from the Goel Hadam. And his Torah doesn't protect him from a Goel Hadam. Ki ha de Rav Chista. Here's a case of Rav Chista. This is like the same, very similar story to David HaMelech. Rav Chista v'yate v'garis bebe Rav. He was learning in the house of Rav. The Malach HaMavet couldn't get close to him because he didn't stop learning. Right? His mouth didn't close from learning. He was constantly learning. So what did the Malach HaMavet do? He went and sat on an Erez tree, Debe Rav, in the house of Rav. Paka Arza, he broke the branch off. It made a loud noise, v'shatik, it startled Rav Chista. He stopped, he was silent for a minute, v'yachile, and came the Malach HaMavet. So that proves that it's only Malach HaMavet that protects, that the Torah protects you from. It doesn't necessarily protect you from the Goel Hadam. Amar of Tanchum ben Chanilai, Mipnei ma zachar Reuven limanot b'hatzalat chila. Why did Reuven get to be mentioned in the Hatzalah that he's the first place that's mentioned of the Arei Miklat is from Shevet Reuven? Mipnei shehu patach b'hatzalat chila. Because he was the one who tried to save from the beginning. Who did he try to save? Shneamar v'yishma Reuven v'yitzileu mi'adam. He tried to save Yosef, right? He was the first one who initiated saving him, and therefore the first Arei Miklat that's meant to protect is the one of Reuven. Darash Rabbi Simlai, my dechtiv az yavdil Moshe shalosh arim be'ever herde mizrach ha-shemesh. What's the question here? Moshe separated these three cities. It could have just said Be'ever HaYardanim. Why does it say Mizrach HaShemesh, right? The place where the sun rises. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hazrech Shemesh LeRotzchim. You should shine the sun on the Rotzchim, which means you should provide them with all their needs, as we saw in the previous Breitot. Ika Da'amre, Amarle, Hizrach HaShemesh LeRotzchim. It's not about what you're supposed to do now. It's by setting up the Arei Miklat, you've shined the sun on the people who killed accidentally by providing them with a place to run to. This is like we talked about yesterday, that it's such a chesed you're doing to the people who kill accidentally that you're giving them this place to go. So it's a debate about whether it's what Moshe has to do, Hazrech Shemesh, go provide them with their needs now that you set up the city, or by virtue of setting up the city, he already had provided them with their needs, with, you know, giving them a place to go. Darash Rabbi Simai, my dichtiv ohev kesef lo yisba kesef, umi ohev bahamon lo tfu'a. Okay, the pshat here, it's a little hard to understand the pshat exactly, but the first one is easy. Someone who loves money, lo yisba kesef, won't actually be able to enjoy the money. And someone who loves having a lot, lo tfuah, meaning he won't get a lot. Now, if you try to get abundance of things, you won't succeed. But now they're going to darshan this in a totally different way. Ohev kesef lo yisba kesef, they say in a positive way, or sort of positive. Ze Moshe Rabbeinu, shaya yodea she'en shalosh arim shebeber hayarden koltot, ad shelo nevchiru shalosh be'eretz kanan, v'amar mitzvah sheba liyadi akaymena. He was ohev kesef, which means he loved mitzvot, and even though he loved mitzvot, right, he's lo yisba mitzvot. He didn't get to appreciate the mitzvot, but that didn't stop him from continuing to do the mitzvot. So here he did something that he knew wasn't going to have any ramifications in his own lifetime, but he did it anyway. So it was, again, a positive thing. Umi ohev bahamon lo tfuah, so they're going to darshan lo instead of lo with an aleph, will not get, lo with a vav. To him will be tfuah. Okay, again, they're going to switch it to positive. Lamina et lelame bahamon. Who miohev bahamon means who will it will be good for him to teach the masses. Misha kol tfuah shelo. Okay, I told you we're going to get off on a tangent about Torah learning. Here we go. Okay, what's that? V'hainu da'amar Rabbi Elazar. My dichtiv miyamalel gvorot Hashem yashmiya kol tilato. Right, what does it mean? Miyamalel gvorot Hashem. Yashmiya kol tilato, right? It sounds like the pshat is who's going to say the Gevurot Hashem and will make all of his praises heard, but they darshan it as two different things. Lemina el lemalel Gevurot Hashem, who should be the one praising God? Mi sheyachol lahashmiya kol tilato, the one who can, who knows how to say all the tilot. So likewise, who can teach Bahamon? Misha kol tfuah shelo. What's the assumption? Misha kol tfuah shelo. Someone who knows everything. Someone who's knowledgeable in all areas of Torah. He's the one who's going to be able to teach Berabim. V'Rabbanan v'itema Rabba Bar Meri Amar, another drasha of that pasuk, mi ohev bahamon lo tfuah, again, darshaning lo is not, he won't get, but he will get, okay, to him will go the tfuah, kol ohev lomod bahamon, kol ohev bahamon lo tfuah, okay, anyone who likes to learn with the masses will get the tfuah, he will be deserving of the tfuah, right, lo tfuah the first time was, it's the one who has the tfuah. He has it all. This is who's going to get the tfuah. Okay, he'll get the tfuah if he loves to be learning Bahamon. Yehava be rabbanan einayu berava bere derava. The rabbis looked at Rava, the son of Rava, and said, he's the one. He's the one who learns always with other people. And him, he's the one who's ra'oi for greatness. Rav Ashi amar kol ohev lilmod b'hamon lo tfu'a. V'hainu tam Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina mai dechtiv cherev el abadim v'no'alu cherev al tzavareso nehem shel... One second. V'no'ale cherev al tzavareso... The pasuk ends. One second. Cherev el abadim v'no'alu cherev el giboreha v'chatu. Okay, so they want to darshan cherev el abadim v'no'alu cherev. So what do they say? Al tzavarei son ehem shel tamidei chachamim. What's the cherev? The cherev is on those who hate the tamidei chachamim. Sheyoshvim v'oskim b'torah bad bebad. Okay, they're the ones who are oskim b'torah bad bebad. Bad bebad means by themselves. Okay, meaning those who learn Torah by themselves is a bad thing. The cherev is going to come to those who learn Torah by themselves. V'lod ela shemitapshim. It makes them stupid. Okay, it makes them lose their knowledge. Tivhacha, how do we know that it makes them stupid? V'no alu uchtivhatam asher no'alnu. Where's that? Asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu. No'alnu is we did things stupidly, right? We weren't smart about things. So they're saying, basically, they're darshaning this to say this is all about how to learn Torah. Learn Torah in the Beit Midrash. This is like a pursue marketing for the Beit Midrash. If you don't learn and you learn by yourself, it's bad, right? Okay? They didn't want people learning by themselves. Maybe they thought it was going to cause them to misinterpret things. You can come up with all different reasons why learning Torah by yourselves wouldn't be good. And now they say, Lord, Ela Shechot'in. It also not only causes you mitapshim, it also causes you lachto, to sin, shenemar v'asher chatanu, right? Asher no'al v'asher chatanu. So they darshan that word, which was very confusing in the pasuk, what it meant, right? The cherev el abadim v'no'alu cherev. So what does that mean? No'alu, they will be stupid and they will sin. Or maybe you could learn from this pasuk. V'no'alu, this is a pasuk from Yeshayahu. V'no'alu sarei tzoan, nis'u sarei nof, hit'u et mitzrayim pinat shvatem. Okay, which shows they're going to go wayward. Ravina amar, so now he darshans it differently. Kol ohev lilamed b'hamon, right? There was a darsha, do you say lilmod or lilamed? So the first one was you have to learn Bahamon. This one is to teach Bahamon. Lo tvua, he will get greatness. Vahainu damar. Rebbe harbe, damar Rebbe. This is what Rebbe said. Harbe Torah lamadati merabotai, umechavera yoter mehem, umitamida yoter mikulam. This is interesting. You would have thought they would tell you it's important to teach Barabim so that you teach others. But now they're saying it's important to teach Rabim because the more people you teach, the more you learn. Because, right, this is the famous teachers always quote this one, that I learned the most from my students. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. My dechtiv amdota yuraglenu b'sharayich Yerushalayim. Mi garam l'raglenu she'amdu b'melchama. Who caused our raglenu to stand there b'melchama? Sharei Yerushalayim she'yoskim b'torah. In other words, who gave us the strength to stand up and do battle? It was the Sharei Yerushalayim. What happened in Sharei Yerushalayim? They were learning Torah, obviously. So that's what was going on. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right? It's to protect you from war. We're saying all these things that it gives you greatness. It protects you from war. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my dechtiv shir hamalot li David samachti bo omrim li beit Hashem nelech. So David says, I was happy with all the people who said to me, let's go to the Beit Hashem. Now this is a very strange pasuk. Why is it a strange pasuk? David wanted to build the Beit HaMikdash very badly, but didn't succeed. So why was he happy when people said, let's go to Beit Hashem? So Amar David, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Shamati b'nei Adam, shayu omrim, matai yamutza kein zevi, yavo shlomo b'no, v'yivne Beit HaBechira, v'nale l'regel. So David said, right, that I heard these people saying, when is this old guy going to die? And Shlomo will come and build the Beit HaBechira already, and we'll go to the regel. V'samachti, and I was happy. Amar lo kadosh baruch hu. Wait, one second. So now they're going to explain, what does it mean, v'samachti? In other words, why? So why would he have been happy upon hearing this? Amar lo kadosh baruch hu, because God said to him, okay, another pasuk from Tehillim, not in the same place, ki tov yom v'chatzerecha me'alef. Okay? One day in your court is better than 1,000. So how did they darshan this? Tov li yom achad sheata osek b'torah lefanai me'elef olot sheatid Shlomo bincha la'akriv lefanai l'gabei ha'mizbeach. So he was happy because God's response was, don't worry about these people that are asking upon your death and they want so much the Beit HaMikdash. I don't really want that, right? That your learning Torah is so much better for me than the Beit HaMikdash. Now, why is this statement so important? Because when was this written, basically? After the Churban, and the people were, kmehim. I'm trying to look at the word in English. They were, you know, desperate to have the Beit HaMikdash rebuilt. They felt it was such a loss. And the rabbis are shifting it all to talk about, no, Torah is central. Torah replaces the Beit HaMikdash. It's even better, right? Look at David HaMelech. He was even before there was a Beit HaMikdash, and he was so much greater. And that's so much more important. And again, it's this sugya trying to stress the importance of Talmud Torah. U'mechuvanot lahem drachim. Tanya. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Miklat haya katuva parshat drachim. Right? This is what we always see. Imagine in your head these signs. It said miklat, right? You're miklat. Nowadays we walk around in Israel, there's miklat, right? There's all these signs to shelters. Okay, they had those signs also, but they weren't going to the same type of shelters. Kedeshi akir ha'otzeach v'yifne l'sham. Right? So that the murderer will see and he will go there. Amarav kahana, maikra tachin lecha haderech. Why does it say prepare yourself the derech? Aseh lecha hachana laderech. Make a preparation for the road, okay? Meaning make the roads better, right? So make sure there's good roads that people can get there or signs to show people. Rav Chama bar Chanina patach lapitcha lahai parshat ha-mehacha. Now we're going to see a few drashot. This is famous that there was a pitcha to the... This comes up in a lot of the Midrashei Agadah, where the rabbi starts off with some pasuk merachok. I remember studying in university, and he said it's like when the rabbi gets up and gives a drasha, right? He'll start with something not having to do with the parsha, and then he'll connect it, you know, somehow to the parsha and to current events and, you know, all that. That's the way the drashot were in those times also. They would take some pasuk, and then they would connect it all in. So he would start out his drasha with this. There's Sifrei Midrash called the Pticht, I think they're called, right? They're openings, right? These rabbis opened with a certain thing. So he started with Tov Yashar Hashem Al Kein Yoreh Chataim Baderech. So now, what does it mean? He shows the way to Chataim. So Im LeChataim Yoreh Kavachomer LeTzadikim. Right here, what does it mean? He shows the way to the Chataim. He makes these signs for the Arei Miklat, so that, right? And if we make these signs, we try to help the Chataim so much, Kavachomer LeTzadikim. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, patach lepitcha lahai parshat ha-mehacha, another p'ticha. Vasher, this is a very, very famous one. Vasher lo tzada ve'luhim ina liyado. Okay, this is a pasuk from Shmo Kaf Aleph, which also talks about the Ir Miklat. Okay, we saw in Devarim, and it came up in Bamidbar, but there's also a mention in Shmo Per Kaf Aleph. Okay, so just one second. In Shmo Kaf Aleph, it goes like this. Okay. It says, Makeh ish v'meit mot yumat. Someone who murders a person and dies, he should get killed. Vasher lo tzada, but if he didn't intend, well, that seems to be the interpretation, Ve'elohim ina liyado. God will orchestrate things, sort of. Okay, we don't really know what that means. V'samti lecha makom asher yanu shama. And I'll find a place for you to run to. Okay, so what does this mean? Okay, so and then it says the next pasuk is v'chi yazid isha ve'eu lehorgo ba'orma. Okay, and if someone tries to kill his friend ba'orma, me'im is v'chi tekachenu lamut. So this section that's talking about Yer Miklat is surrounded by a pasuk before about murder and a pasuk after about murder. Okay, so ka'ashir, here comes Rish Lakish and Nidarshins. Ka'ashir yomar mashala kadmoni. The way, there's an old time mashal that goes like this, which really is a reference to the Torah. Mirishaim yetse resha. Okay, it says from Rishaim bad things will come. Bamea katub and daber, what are they talking about? Bishne bene adam sharguata nefesh. Two people killed. Echad harag bishogeg, echad harag bimezid. It sounds like a joke, right? There's two people, one killed bimezid, one killed bishogeg. Lize ain edim. Well, lize ain edim, but there's no witnesses to either occurrence. So the one who killed bishogeg doesn't really end up in Yer Miklat, and the one who kills bimezid doesn't get killed either. Doesn't get punished. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mazminam lepundak echad. God orchestrates things so that they end up. This is Elohim inali yado. They end up in the same place. Echad ze sharag b'mezid yoshev tachad asulam. You can see where this is going. The one who killed a b'mezid sits under the sulam. V'zeh sharag b'shogeg yorei b'sulam. And the other one starts going down the ladder, the one who killed accidentally. V'nafal alav v'harago. And then he falls on the other guy and kills him. V'zeh sharag b'mezid neharag. He gets what he was deserving of. V'zeh sharag b'shogeg golen. The one who did it b'shogeg, now did it b'shogeg. There were witnesses, or, you know, people saw, and now he goes to Galut.
And he's killed people twice now.
He's now killed two people, exactly. Okay? Right. You have to, obviously, you know, this is a difficult source to swallow in the, you know, in the plane of reality. Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, v'Amar La Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Elazar. It's a debate about who says this. Mina Torah, right? Either someone said it in the name of Rav Huna, or Rav Huna said it in the name of someone else. Mina Torah u'mina nevi'im u'mina k'tuvim. It comes also from the Torah, also from the Nevi'im, and also from the Ketuvim. B'derech shadam rotzeh lelech b'molichin oto. The way that a person wants to go, God pushes him in that way, which is just like what we just said. Basically, if someone wants to kill b'mezin and try to get away with it, so God continues to perpetuate, you know, his destiny. And the one who killed b'shogeg, right, doesn't want to take responsibility for it, so God also perpetuates his destiny. It's a little bit different, the context here, but how do we see this min haTorah? Dichtiv by Bil'am, lo telech imahem, right? God first tells him no. And then when he sees that Bil'am is persistent, uktiv kum lech itam. Right? This is famous because this is quoted in Rashi there. About b'derech shadam rotzeh lelech, b'am lechinoto. Min ha-Nevi'im, dichtiv, anochi Hashem elokecha, milamdecha lahoil, madrichacha baderech. I teach you to make yourself better, but then it says madricha baderech telech. But I direct you in the way that you go. So even though God tries to help you in the end, he pushes you in the way that you want to go. Minak tuvim dichtiv, im la leitzim, hu yalitz, v'la navim yiten chen. If you hang out with leitzim, then you'll end up being like them. And if you hang out with people who do nothing. And if you hang out with anavim, humble people, then you'll yiten chen. So again, the way you start, that's the way you're going to end up continuing. Because God's going to help you, push you along in that direction. I'm Rav Huna. Rotzech shegalali ir miklat, umitzao goel adam v'harago patur. If the rotzech goes to the ir miklat, and he doesn't get there yet, okay, this is what we talked about. What if he's on the way? So if he's on the way and the goel adam kills him, he's patur. The goel adam is patur. In other words, even though you haven't yet gotten there and you're on your way, you're not protected there. Okay, and that's why we need all the signs, and that's why we send the Talmidei Chachamim, right, to protect him. Kasavar. Now, this all depends on how you read this pasuk. Okay, you have to read the whole pasuk to understand what they're saying here. Pen yirdof goel adam acharei rotzeach, right? In order that the goel, just, you know, in case the goel adam runs after the rotzeach, ki yacham levavo, because he'll be very angry, visigo, and he'll reach him. Ki yarbeh haderech, if the derech is too long, vikau nefesh, and he'll kill him, v'lo emish pat mavet, okay, which sounds like what? Who are we talking about? The goel adam, lo emish pamavet. But the problem is the next words don't make any sense. Ki lo sonehu lo mitzmol shoshom. It sounds like v'lo emish pamavet could be referring to the murderer, because he doesn't have a death sentence on him, and that's why the goel adam could kill him, because he's not going to get punished in the courts, because he wasn't a sone to the person from before, so he didn't, meaning he didn't do it intentionally. So the lo emish pamavet could go, for those not looking inside, lo is with a vav, it's, and for him, there's no mishpat ma'avet. So it can go either way. So now we're going to say, if you say that the goel adam is not punished, it's because you darshim below a mishpat ma'avet, but goel adam hu, dichtiv. Then they say, meitive, but wait, there's a prior to the contradicts. Below a mishpat ma'avet, birotzecha katub medaber. Right? This Rasha says it's talking about the murderer, not about the goel adam. So the Brita continues, atalmir birotzecha, enoela begoel adam. So is it really that, or maybe it's the goel adam? Kishehu omer, so they say. Okay, so therefore you see the Brita says the opposite. So how could he say this? So the answer is, it's a machloket tanaim. Hu de'amar ki ay tana de tanya. He holds like this tanya, this tana, who says, it says in the Brita, bilo emish pamavet, b'goel adam ha-katub medaber. Here you see two Brita that say the opposite. They're saying only the end of the pasuk refers to the rotzech. Obviously, before that, we must have been referring to the goel adam. And like I said, if you read the pasuk until that point, you would have assumed for sure it was talking about the goel adam. It's only because you have that M part. It seems like they switch topics. But then they say, wait a minute, but this also could contradict. My lav de matrube de ikatil barkat lehu. Now we're going to understand this tamidei chachamim for a different purpose. They're going to say, but wait a minute. Why do you give them tamidei chachamim? Isn't it not so we can warn him and have two witnesses there who can warn the guy, please don't kill him. If you kill, you'll get killed, which seems to imply if the goel adam kills him, he will get killed. So I said, no, 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 you misunderstood, lo, kiditanya. But you debru elav, dvarim haruyim lo. In other words, they speak to him things that are appropriate, meaning they can't warn him that you're going to get killed because he's not going to get killed. The reason we send these two talmidei chachamim is to try to convince him not to kill him. Omrim lo, al tinhag bo minhag shofchei damim. Minhag shofchei damim. Bishkaga ba ma'aseh liyado, right? Don't kill him. It was only an accident. Rabbi Meir Omer, hu medaber al yedeh atzmos, shenemar v'zeh dvar harotzech. Right, this is what we saw before. The Rabbi Meir said, we know the talmidei chachamim. He speaks for himself. V'amru lo, chachamim said to him, there's a good line, well, emet this, harbe shlichut oseh. In other words, don't be silly and think that the guy can do it himself. Certain things are better done with a shaliach, right? How many times is it do you say, no, you're better off doing this for me, right? Certain things, when you go to argue for yourself or go to make a claim, you know, sometimes someone else can do a much better job for you than you can do yourself. Just interesting in terms of the context of shlichut in general, we always talk about shlichot shel adam kamoto, but on the other hand, shlichot shel har vera, you know, and in lots of cases, we actually tell you should do things yourself, but chachamim say, in this kind of a case, don't start, the goel adam doesn't want to hear from you. Maybe someone else can convince him, but he certainly doesn't want to end up in conversation with you. And he says, Rami Meir, what are you talking about? Okay, stop here. Thank you.